Like, this is the deep sleep, this is the light sleep, so you can, like...
Sam Bernstein is at her standing desk, scrolling through her coworkers' sleep habits on her smartphone, when they went to bed, when they woke up, and how much they tossed and turned during the night.
I'm like, Elise didn't get that much deep sleep, Sarah Kay did, Kalisa, great night's sleep. I think that's cool.
Bernstein works for Tasting Table, a daily email for foodies. The app isn't theirs, it's actually a side effect of a perk handed out at a staff lunch the week before. That's when Tasting Table CEO Jeff Bartikovics made an announcement.
Okay, so quick questions. What's one of the challenges around working at Tasting Table when it comes to health? Lauren?
Too much food.
Also, too much sitting. So Bartikovics was giving any employee who wanted it the Jawbone Up, a bracelet that syncs with an app to track your sleep, your movements, and even your mood. And whoever tracked themselves walking 10,000 steps a day for the greatest number of days would win a prize. Fitness classes at SoulCycle or Barry's Boot Camp.
No, but this is a type A place. What did you think I was going to say? Like, gets like an ice cream cone? Like.
Bartikovics says it's about wellness and community, not healthcare costs. But that's where Derek Zabia of Audax Health thinks these devices are headed.
There are certainly companies that are starting. It is definitely early days.
Audax is backed by big health insurance companies, and they're trying to bring together the data that insurers get with the data people collect about themselves. That makes it possible for employers to offer discounts to employees who meet certain, potentially bracelet-tracked, fitness goals.
From our perspective, it is something that we will continue to see more and more as all aspects of the healthcare system become more accountable, including the consumer in that equation.
Zabia compares the impact of personalization on healthcare to what Amazon and Netflix have done for retail by targeting consumers. The hope is that it could help deflate ballooning healthcare costs for preventable illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. But first, it has to be proven to work and to deal with a privacy issue.
It's a surveillance program. It's a self-surveillance program.
Heather Patterson is a privacy law scholar at NYU. She's interviewed a lot of people who identify as quantifiers, people who love data and gadgets and count everything from calories to thoughts. But when wearing a device 24 hours a day, even they can overshare.
People tend to forget that they're wearing them. They forget that this data is being collected all of the time and transmitted to the company and then shared with friends and coworkers.
But that lack of privacy can be positive, especially when it comes to fitness.
There has been evidence to say that social context is still important.
Deborah Astron is a mobile health expert and computer science professor at Cornell Tech. She says that open sharing and peer pressure could work well for a company like Tasting Table.
In a larger, more hierarchical workplace where people feel less empowered, it's going to have its problems.
How wearable devices can help those workplaces is a hard problem and bigger than any one device.
If it wasn't so important, no one would be bothering doing this. The implications are just huge.
But to the extent any behavior change has happened at Tasting Table, it's fairly modest. Sam Bernstein says she gets excited when she has time to walk home.
Yes, I'm going to log so many steps. And the other day I was making coffee and I was waiting for it to finish brewing. And so I was just like walking laps around the island over there just to log steps.
As for motivation, it's less about patterns in the data or even the prize than the peer pressure.
It's fun that everyone's doing it. I don't know how interested I'd be if it was just me.
For WNYC, I'm Stan Alcorn.